So I guess we're doing a bit of a change of pace in the Ruach of Purim, I guess, in many ways. And we usually do it sometimes. Shush Purim comes on Friday. It's a mimer I'd like to learn through in the Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael is one of the classic Chassidish Sfarim. Bnei Yisrael was written by Medinov. He was from the third door. He was Elimelech Mezensk, a nephew, and he learned by the Chayz and others. He also wrote, so he's famously, he's the grandfather of the Munkacha Geza, the Shapiros, and he wrote a lot of Sfarim, but Bnei Yisrael is probably the most famous one. It's Andi and Toivim, and a lot of it is classic. His things he comes up with, and so on. This is a maimah on Schiras Amalek, Mechias Amalek, and he really explains some fundamentals of it. So this is, his Bnei Yisrael is on the Chodoshim. As if he said Rashana, it's on Yom Tovim. He has Igur Pirka, which is on Chumash, but this is on this. The Pirka of Eleza, Om Yisrael Moshe. So in Pirkei Avos it says, "Kaisel told Mishabeinu, 'Kosev echer oim ezochas yom Hashabbos lekatshoi, ve'kosev echer oim ezochas asal Amalek.'" So Klal Yisrael comes to Moshe and they say, "We have a steer, I guess. We have zochas yom Hashabbos lekatshoi, and we have zochas asal Amalek. Heich is kaim uchnem. How are we going to be mekayim both of them? Ze zochar ve ze zochar." Okay, it's a very, very strange. I mean, we usually remember more than one thing at a time. Amalem, so he told them, "Ein adui mekoy shel konditin lekoy shel chaimitz." There's ein adui me that a kois that has konditin to a kois of chaimitz. Konditin is wine that's been sweetened, especially sweet. It's a very sweet. It's wine that they mix in spices and sweet. And a kois of chaimitz is sour wine. Zeh kois for zeh kois. Each one is a kois. So, zeh zoch l'sham l'kachem ha-shabbos, zeh zoch l'asha l'abed l'achisar sh'amolik. Ad kan. So, this chazal is really raps in ikra. I mean, it needs a mashal. It needs a mashal to explain that it's not the same kois, it's two separate koises. V'hine, it says, l'nen l'meine kol maskel sh'adron t'muim. It's really very, very tamuah. Echad mahuk shem yisol hechis kaimu shtei aschiris. I mean, where's the steer there? What's the steer between the two different spheres? Two, Beis. Shuvas Moshe'inu Shalom b'Moshel Matzorech l'Moshel. I mean, what is the a Moshel has to add some hezba? What's it, like? What's the problem that you need to explain with a Moshel? Gimel mechusa Moshel. Malkos yinuchos chaimitz. I mean, you're trying to say one is poison. What? So maybe if it say some chaim and some mavis, I could, you know, okay, maybe. I mean, konditin and chaimitz. Dalit, Omre zeh kois v'zeh kois miyuta. And then the oisfer. So this is a kois and this is a kois. We're missing the point here about what's the mashal over here and what's the nimshal. So he's going to explain here in a kuda that's really fundamental kuda in both in the perspective of Kremes Adam and perspective of Amalek. V'aktem l'cha nir l'ni estaiti. Yedua shir Kremes Adam. Asher betzel molekim osa oisoi, hu dugmas pirkei merkava shir koymas as a spheres belima chabad chagas nahim. Don't get scared with the shtev, it's not really important. Basically, what he says is when we say that Adam is never betzel molekim, it certainly doesn't mean physically. There's obviously no shaykhis. Two, what it means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to interact in the world with a certain seder van hagis, which we would call sort of, we could identify them, and these are the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the spheres of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however you want to call them, these are the different midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person's neshama, and a person's nefesh, is of a similar nature. In other words, we can structure a person's nefesh, neshama, to be parallel to that. I want to add a comment, just this really, really goes to the heart of understanding. When we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Toiv and Ra, and we are supposed to be we're supposed to be Yodei Tov, it means that there's something about how we're Tov is the good and the bad and so on in the world that is parallel to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu would like it to be Nitfas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to us a whole Torah with what's good, what's bad, what's worse, what's terrible, what's eternal. If it wouldn't make sense to us, if it wouldn't ring true to us, if it wouldn't have a parallel in us, we wouldn't understand it. It's just like the only way a seeing man cannot communicate with a blind man about the sense of sight. What they can communicate is, let's say two people see, one sees much clearer and one sees less. So then there's room. So for instance, let's say a person has a much bigger perception of colors than I have. Okay, so he tells me, well, this is like the yellow that you see. This is to me closer to the orange or whatever it is. I have at least in common, I can talk about something. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two parallel structures in the world, his way of being noyig with us and our perceptions, and they match. There's a point-to-point matching, or else it would be purposeless. And everything we know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas and hagas have the parallel to us. It must be that way, or else it would be purposeless. And therefore, when we say that Betzalel Elokim Asa Isa means our sense of things is parallel to Kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sense of things as he's placed in this world. And therefore the spheres, which are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhagas, and how they interact with each other, and what causes what, and how do they work in tandem, and how do they work in opposition, that will reflect itself on a person. V'hinei, nitan aseich b'mreim rabim klas halol gulgaltem chinas chabad. V'sheva midas b'nefesh hen heima ava yiras parus v'tzuch hadois kashas memshala. So a person has the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we have the Messiris, are three midas that would be called the plan. In other words, Chachma, Bina, and Das are seichel, they're tfises, but really they're more, let's call it, the driver's, the being in the driver's seat for the rest of a person's activities. And then the rest of the activities come from that. So you have the plan, the purpose, the wisdom that now drives the different midas interaction. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is somewhere in these midas. There are seven midas, and just like there are 7 days of creation, and everything that we have in the creation is a combination or direct manifestation of anything that happened in one of these days, so too anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in the Bria in terms of the ongoing Anhaga is a manifestation of it. All of these are because of that, and they come through a certain way, and so on. V'hinei says, Kol amidas hanasim heimo misyaldim mikoydem b'seichel. Anything that happens first emanates from seichel. A person who does something completely without seichel is a misasik and doesn't have really shemaisa in halacha. Even something like if you sleep, you're mazik even b'shege boynis. It's only if you want to sleep next to kelim. But if it's totally, if you were sleeping, somebody brought kelim to you, pata, there has to be some element of das of a person, or else it's not a person. So the two le'av oisadava oliyira. So there are two main stages of what we call seichel and das of a person. There's input, and then there is processing. So I have an input as to what's right, what's wrong, and then I have a processing which says, and therefore, how does it apply here? So the input to me is, first what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in Sinai, my inborn axioms, what I've been taught by people, what I believe people, anything that starts from outside and was input to me, that's chachma. Even ideas that sort of flesh up, all of those fall under the getter of chachma. Bina is my ability to apply it. So Shulchan Aruch says that something that you're supposed to give two manas for shach manas. What is a mana? What kind of, what's roya for suda? You have to apply it each time and place, and so on and so forth. Those two are easy. Ve'oid lo shlishim b'seichel b'chinas hadas hu eina b'chinam chudeshes rakudova haniskam v'niskashe ala seichel hanoilad shalo yishishkoit adyasa midas adyasal b'seichel. So this is a very crucial element, and it's something that we don't think enough about. It's not something that is understood in the world. The das is what connects what you understand to what you do. There's an old saying that it's very easy to defeat a logical argument. Just choose not to be logical. In other words, if a person comes to me and says, isn't it terrible that so-and-so is doing this and this, this is happening here and here, crime is being committed, somebody's being exploited, and so on and so forth, I could think it through and say, yes, it's terrible, so why don't you do anything? Because I don't feel like doing it. I'm just, you know, so what? And there's no real answer to that. From the seichel to action is a nexus that is its own metzias. And if a person doesn't really care, let's take an example of something, and it's very common. A katan is somebody who's not a bar das. That doesn't mean he's not smart. There are ketanim who are geniuses and gedolim that are stupid. That's not the difference between a katan to a gadol. He's not being a badas means a katan doesn't know that this is a stupid thing to do. He knows. He doesn't care. What he knows and what he's inclined to do, there's no coupling between the knowledge and the doing. Those are two items that don't go together. So you don't trust the cop, not because he doesn't know what he's supposed to do. You don't trust that his understanding what's good and right in any way is going to be done. No shaykhis. So das is the mida that connects the two. It requires two things. In order for me to be a bardas, I need to have an array of understandings, and my actions need to be coupled to my understandings. The different descriptions of it, mindfulness, consciousness, the different descriptions of that of that tchuna, but it means that somewhere along the line, that which I understand is a driver. It's a midah that sits with a foot in each world. One foot is in the world of the understandings of the chachma and the bina, and one foot's on the pedal. It's what I do, and the two go together. So I mean, this is also the word das used the first time is v'adam yodas chavav, means a connection. It means a chibur, because really, the ultimate chibur inside of a person himself is the klei havana, the klei haseichel, with the klei ha-maisa. Imkein hadas u'b'chinam emutzer haseichel midas. Imkein hadas b'mekoyim b'moyach u'mekoyches haseichliyim. So on the one hand, das is a certain aspect of my intelligence, awareness, understanding. It's a type of tfis of something that it's type of something as being lemaisa, umislabish b'midas lahoitzad advarm lepolam uklim aseo, and it's a slapshus in the midas to bring out the midas and to carry them out. So it's similar to it means that it carries in itself both the sheirish and the poel and the lefal in one unit. Im kein hu nigla v'nista. So if we ask ourselves, this midah itself, all midas by definition are nigla. In other words, midas mean what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. So when we define midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're defining HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maisim in the Bria. And the maisim in the Bria are all nigla. Masha Enkein, the mid of das, half of it is nister. You know, I can ask a person what you did and what you didn't do. Those are things that are uncontestable. You either broke this or you didn't break this. You either delivered this or you didn't deliver it. And Masha Enkein, the pnimius, the das, is something that is half nister, half nigla. So it has a foot in two worlds that are really almost at loggerheads. And by the way, the Rambam calls what we call midas, the Rambam calls hilchas deos. And I don't think it's an accident, because the Rambam's point is, when you're working on midos, for instance, let's give an example. When a person works on kas, so the not throwing the chair at somebody is the symptom. If you have the habit of throwing chairs at people when you're upset, you should definitely work on that. But more than anything else, you should work on rewiring your understanding. If someone insulted me, so therefore what? If someone didn't pay attention to me, so is that a reason? Should that be driving all sorts of reactions? The real work in Hilchos Deos is your outlook on life rather than what you do. I've described to you a certain parallel between the two. By certain, don't mean you should really try to imagine an HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like always, this is something which is a general warning in the world of Kabbalah, Pnimius. You're describing phenomena that are really about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're only mishalim, so we use it to help us understand something, but never imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vihine says, so we now have the Tzuras Adam B'Kedusha is someone who understands what's right and wrong, whose mid of das is it brings the Kliya Maisa in perfect alignment, so that as soon as I understand something to be right, I do it. It's like I react, and vice versa. Zelu Masa Solikim, in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Zelu Masa Merkava Tmeya Dimira Merkava Ktoisha Kekoifne Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a whole world of Tuma that is parallel to it. V'Yisrael Am Kriva Shebechor Hashem Yisparchu Zgolosoi Hine Nafshei Semi Merkava Ktoisha Kulu Me'ese Kanal. So everybody in Klal Yisrael has 10 midas of Kedusha that could function perfectly the way they ought to. And then he also gave in a person midos that are up for grabs. Klipas Noga is a type of Ra that is not settled. He has Bechira to do right or do wrong. V'abchira chofshis. Hinei efshel ishtamis v'seichel l'toy v'lev chashalom v'chein b'midos. Vizip kol primasenu lahagbish shir koimas hakdusha lahapit lamosik amasef shabahamas. So we have in us two parallel tracks in ourselves. We have a perfect model. It's like if I give you a mushal, imagine when you have these sets, these things that you build, or paintings that you paint, you have a picture of what it looks like when it's complete and when it's the way it should be, and then you have a model that you're supposed to do yourself with a paintbrush and do like that or put pieces together and so on. That's the Tzuras Adam of Eber Kaiser. Okay, Vehine says, B'mitzrayim hoyegolos hadas, like it says, Yores Hashem. In Klal Yisrael, they had golos hadas, and let's explain a minute what it means. It means, I'll give you a mashal. Imagine a person has a computer that's functioning perfectly well, but the monitor is broken. So it's useless, except that if you purchase a monitor that will work, you have it back. Klal Yisrael had the Shirish of Ovis in them, but it wasn't connected to anything. So Golos Mitzrayim was a situation where we didn't lose the potential. You don't lose potential, but Kol Zman Yodat Matziv, it's as good as it. A person with a computer without a monitor, the only thing a computer is good for is to put your lunch on top of it. It doesn't have any tachlis other than that. But the tachlis is that all it takes is attaching a monitor as opposed to something that has to be programmed from the beginning. That was Golos Mitzrayim, was the Golos Hadas. That piece was missing. Seems they did good things, but did nothing that really was expressing what it should express. So just like a kid, if you can take a little kitty and you put him in a nice school and he does all the right things, he sings Adon Olam and he sits and he shakes back and forth learning. His midas have been trained, his actions are trained, but you recognize that's not attached to any firm seichel and das, and unless at some point das kicks in, it's really, you know, here today, gone tomorrow. It's not attached to anything. So clients will express certain nice things and good things, but at the end of the day, there was nothing of substance coming through. Vim das chasata makanisa. Lulis chasavaisim sayotam sheshamu choyk masham razal. Behine, kishigiaz managula, habecha ba'am Yisrael bi'ava, shalach Moshe bechiroi, and he calls him asher yedo'oi Hashem. So he's in the shmoshe min sheirish hadas. His neshama was in sheirish hadas. That is that chibur. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. By the way, my amuska, it's mentioned other places, that's the keshet film herala onav. The keshet film is against the place where the head and the body are mischaber on the inside. That's where the kesher tefillin is. It's a kesher of tefillin where it has one half and then the part that flows out. So Moshe Rabbeinu is kesher tefillin. Moshe was p'chinas das. That's as far as we can't go more than p'chinas das, really. So even Sharabino, we have our limits how far we can go. I mean, the ultimate das, but the das, the chibur between what we could possibly know to what we do, that's where a person's. So now, as the das is going out of golos, and as the das is awakening, and as the possibility of being a bar das is there, hine lisnasus hadas bizman nitlem shabbos b'mora. Take about it this time. So Shabbos was given right away. Yoyim the Raisi Mishmosa, Moshama Shem's Baruch Lemoshe, it says, Matona Toybi Yeshuis Gnozai, Vishabbos Shmo, Leich Vahoidim, Shenema Ladas Yeshem Kachishchem. And the Gemara says over there that he told them, Be Moidia. The quote is Matana Toy Vesh Bes Kenozai, Shabishma, Barami Vakish Litna Yisrael, Leich Vahuidim. And the Chazal said, even though he didn't tell them, he told them Matan Schara. Leich Vahuidim means don't just tell them to do Shabbos, make them aware. When he told them to tell them the Matan Schara, the Chazal said, the idea of Matan Schara means let them understand what Shabbos is. So Shabbos is the first mitzvah that's achone for das where lechoy diem l'das ken Hashem mekatzchem. In other words, Shabbos is meant to be something that is understood to be like a kedusha. I want to add again. I'm adding in a point here. The reason why Shabbos of all the things is specifically that's the one l'das. Because all the other mitzvahs, there's no clear sheirish in sheishes mei breishes or sheishes mei breishes or sheishes mei amaisa. Tzitzis and tefillin and treif and lulav and tzedaka, all these things are within the world. Yes, we can recognize that this must be a reason for it, but we don't have a way of drawing from that sheirish to now. Shabbos is a chelik of the bria. In other words, if a person understands, implements Shabbos now, What he's doing is he's taking a sheirish that's in the Bria and bringing it out. It's a sheirish that's really in the Bria. So das is chal most specifically on Shabbos, but anything else. And therefore that mitzvah, so Klal Yisrael were lacking das. It says in Sfarim that Shabbos HaGadol is called Shabbos HaGadol because that's when he started becoming Gedolim, and there were Ketanim until then, and this is the Mahalach HaDas. Vehine. So we have a matzav of Das, like Moshe Rabbeinu. We have a matzav of a cotton, like Klal Yisrael, who did not yet have Das. Das was in Golas. There's a third Mahalach. Vehine Amolek Hu Mimerkova Tmeya Meshoyash HaDas Ebsitra Achra. It's something which is rooted. It's the highest level of tumah, which is in das, who are menuged ladas de kedusha. El molish shami yisrael shavsoin loy kol umi loy lishat bem kiyoy miskaberes hadas de kedusha, and Amolek was das of tumah. So Amolek is an incredible is an incredibly different ra than the rest of the Bria. The rest of the Bria are, for instance, let's say a person is a good person, he knows what's good, and he's usually prompted to do good. But he has a strong desire to do X, Y, or Z, or not to do A, B, or C. So the problem is very specific. The problem is in a specific area. So that's one type of ra. All the umasaylam, they have is gabrus of certain areas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to give the Torah, this Summa had a problem with Sertzav, this problem with Umilai Sinav. Each one, their problem was very specific. So it's a problem in the branch and so on. Mm-hmm. Let's give an example. A person can be sick in many different limbs, Rahman al-San, but anything that happens in the brain and the spine affects everything because the chibur between the brain is gone. Amalek was das of tumah. Let's give an example. I can understand authority and the meaning of authority and so on. That can provoke one of two reactions. So some people don't get authority, don't get the concept of society, don't get the concept of this or that. So there's a certain level of having a lack of das. But when there is somebody that So there are two mahalchim. One is, and therefore I need to obey. This is the sheirish of what's tov in the Bria, is that there's a hierarchy of authority, structure, etc., etc. Or, then this is the place where I am bedafka, not doing it. The bedafka shabai is another way of being tovus. Yes, if this is authority, then this is the place bedafka to buck authority. It's and there's no way really to argue with the person because we're disagreeing in a fundamental issue. If a person is lacking a circulation of a specific organ, I can try to work with that. But if the problem is in the brain, on the heart, where it's not going anywhere, Nothing is happening here. So, they wouldn't be shaylit because Shabbos would have given Klal Yisrael the midah of Ladas Kedei Hashem Kadishchem, and then the Das of Tumah could never have overcome it. It says anyone who comes out against Klal Yisrael it comes from there. I want to flesh out examples. There are people who are charitable because they have very good midas. There are people who are charitable because they understand what's right, and the shayrish of the Bria is chesed, nesina, and a person's mamshich that. There are people that are not charitable because they'd rather have the money and spend it on themselves. And there are people not charitable because bedafka. Stoim is an example. And Nazism is an example. Being nice to people is a weakness. We're out to root out weaknesses. The strong, self-centered, kulo self is Shleimus Adam. You can take a person who's recognized themselves as not being a terribly accomplished, great person, put an arm around them and say, you know, a person is some lekim and he can do good things and this and that, and this is fleeting hanos, and this is this and that. But when the person has an ideology and he's living his ideology, at some point there's no common ground. Amalek was, since Klal Yisrael is toiv in the Bria, they need to be nekar from the Bria. There's no way to you know, there's no way around that argument in a certain sense, because what are you going to argue with? I mean, I say, no, if this is toiv, a person should be toiv, and I say, if it's ra, that's what a person should be. V'shuv me'melech k'oshum u'lashon ki chayusim midasya. V'hinei, v'ayyava amolek v'yach misro v'amazoyah. Lo'y hoysim ulcham k'zoyis mois oylam. V'litiyat b'yas ha-mashiach. So the Zohar Kodesh says that this is the ultimate melchama. She'iskasha ro'a ze b'chshofa b'shrosha b'klipa v'cholsidim sevusa v'asamachmen z'imoy. This was an all-encompassing melchama, because when you hit the das, it includes everything. If I believe in being ra, that's shleimus adam. You know, faket. So there's not one prat that I'm not going to fight you on. If charity is good, I think people should be selfish. The strong, tough man is selfish. If you think that being restrained is good, I say the tough man, the strong man, does what he wants to do. V'chulu, v'chulu. So b'mel, to fight this, you needed to have a foot in a shirish and a foot in the onaf, since das is the mida that couples both. So that's why it says b'chor locha nashim v'tzevi lochem ba'amolik. Vehu, and I'm going back to the parentheses. Vehu mi bnei bnei shaleya alma diskasya, va'omel Yeshua mi bnei bnei shalrochel alma disgalia. Rochel and Leah are two Yisraelis in Klal Yisrael, and Rochel is seen as being the person who's Yifas Torah, which means the toiv in her is misgala. Yosef is somebody that doesn't worry about ayin hara; he can come out openly. You know, with all the yoifi of toiv, and it's not nifka. Leah is a neorakois, a pnimius, and so on. She doesn't have her godless lies inside and doesn't express itself. Those are two yosaidas and klaisol that are distinct. One is the pnimiusika, skasia, and one is a chitzainis. So Moshe needed Yeshua with him. Yeshua was from Ephraim, from Yosef's, from Rachel's children. So he said, come with me together, and we're going to be Leichem. Find people that are like both of us. Vitzei means go out. In other words, I'm going to be standing on the Rosh HaGiva, which is hidden, so to speak. It's further away. The kivin shamolik radas yitzrach iskash kol sitchin ki adasu memutzav en sechel iskash mis iskash kol zoch hinei min atzerich liskavol abaktusha gamken kanal. So I am from the children of Leah. I'm going to be standing on the mountain top. You're going to go out, v'tzehi lachem amalek, you're from the Alma de Iskalia, and we will find people that fit both of our profiles together. Hinei menatzer l'skavlo mektusha gam kekandal, hainem evner shaleya Alma de Iskasia, v'ner shalrocha Alma de Iskalia. Alkei nikra amalek melech arad, he's called melech arad, lehavdul begematria lea rochel. The gematria lea rochel is 274, in other words, Amalek is a combination in Ra of Leah Rachel. That's why it's called the Melech Harat. Hine, al kol ponim. This is again a parenthetical remark. It says in Arizal not never to say gematrias. That don't say in Sfarim, because gematria is one of these things that I guess, like it says, wherever there's more kedusha, there's more tumah, and vice versa. Gematria like this is stunning. I mean, it's stunning. And you could also use gematria to say that chassan and kala together with the Sheva Brachas is gematria this and this. You can't learn. I mean, a gematria is a remez. A remez is meaningful if you know the teichin, you know the remazim for it. This is a stunning remez. Hine, al kol ponim, there's another one coming. Hine, al kol ponim, iloi hoya molek oz magbes adas de sitra achra, kvar hoy sadas de ktusha b'chol oretz, k'mo shiel osid behachris ar molek tas ha-shamayim. U'mol oretz deya, v'kulam yeidu oislam katam agdoylam. L'osid lovoy is u'mol oretz deya. In other words, the world will become full of deya, which means something that encompasses the toiv of Lasid Lava is that the toiv that's nister is going to become part of the mitzias. The mashal is like Hamayim Leyam Mechasim is this is the atmosphere. This is the given. This is the context. The Rosh Hazeh Shibra Masin Ramas Hadas Sitra Achra. Ubifrat shemotze minus mina erev rav, which is begematria das. Let's talk about this a minute. What does it mean erev rav begematria das? I mean, again, this has to the gematrias are the remuzim. If we don't get the point of it, then it's just a joke or a game. Mitzrayim is arayis, and it's a low bria, shavodik bria, chumristik bria, and as such, it's very low down. But it's limited in how much damage it can do. Because at the end of the day, you know, anything that's chomer is very limited. When you take somebody who's not, who's still shakur and tumah, and you imbue him with taira that's crippled by that, so you get the worst of both worlds. Until now, the person sat in a bar and drank, and did what he wanted to do. Anybody who's a bal nefesh was makir that this is a nefesh shvala, and that's it. It's a bal chai. But if this person also becomes a philosopher, this person becomes somebody who can write tshuvas and divrei machshava why this is right, you get the worst of both worlds. You get an ideology of praskait. When I was growing up in the 60s, you know, there were always, taiva existed from a Yetzirah, from whenever Yetzirah existed, taiva existed. But in the 60s, taivas took on an intellectual bent to it. It became a philosophy, an ideology. That's when it became bad. So there's halacha l'mashal, you're not supposed to teach Torah to a Talmud Shein HaHagun. What it means is, a Talmud Shein HaHagun means the person wants to keep doing what he wants to do, and the learning is only going to feed that. So the person is going to find rise in the Torah, and worse than that, he's going to somehow integrate the two, which is the worst of all worlds. It has a das to it, it has a certain level of chachma, sophistication, ideology to it, and it's driving the engine of Ra. That's why Erev Ra is much worse. Mitzrim are Mitzrim. But a mitzvah, we ask ourselves, if they came to become Jews, what, the Erev is like the most terrible thing in the world. Why? The answer is, as long as they are self-contained, it's a lowly form of a bria. Mitzvah is Erev HaSaaretz, and that's fine. But when you mix it with Klal Yisrael, and the Kedusha feeds into the Tumah, that's when you get something, that's when you get a das to Tumah. Asha Amru Kizeh Moishe Yisrachulu Lo Yodanu. Hine heima muravim b'neim u'kibbeinim yeshu kreitzam l'nei Yisrael. Adei zeh adas, shubasaychenim yoseinu, wadayim b'chines galus. So this still means that internally we're still in galus. Adimher v'yameinu, it says v'ikuim v'roisi mikem, u'mol aretzteya. Part of Mashiach does is weed out these elements. And then you have mol aretzteya, v'adas, v'sitracha, molek, yavetzichun oylam. So these are the two hefech of das. There's the galus of a das internally, where people confuse us because it's a pseudo das, and then there's the das of the sitra achra, which is a molek, which is bedafka keneged. Now, first, always more to what he started out with his questions. Vehine liyos a molek who mipchinas hadas sitra achra, vadas who mimutzav in asech lomidus, hayne ben achshav a meisa. Al kein itzavino limchoy sichu masena befoal, the gam ve'es she'iyef shalom no kaim itzamamish b'maisa, hina kimas masena yivav b'maisa, the gam kein itzavino lo tishkoch mina machshava ki ikas kriyah b'sech hadas. So he says, so this mitzvah has in itself a combination of both elements. Since Amolek is a mitzias that straddles the world of machshava and the world of maisa, so we have a mitzvah in Skiras HaMolek, a Mechias HaMolek, both befoiled to be meicher when the time comes and the situation allows for it, and to remember and not to be shachiach. Ki ikar schiru b'seichel hadas v'adeze nisgab al amolik das esitra achra miskrem elim chol dor b'chalak nesisrol ubefrotas chal echem yisrol to be magbed hadas v'avez chash shalom v'skuli b'skir seinas amolik v'das tiktush v'adeze nisgab alam. So in us we also have some of the poison amolik sod, and by thinking about it we are going to uproot it. V'hine, now it comes back to Ditztavinu gankin liskas yema Shabbos. That's what these two schiris are both parallel to each other. Ki Shabbos yema das tikdusha. The schir of Shabbos is the das tikdusha. Ekomei shekasafti le'el leich voidiyam, le'das kenei Hashem ikadisham. Ve'hina de schir seinu be'das yema Shabbos, yitoysev lona koyach tusha Shabbos ha'shpina chasam te'rachim. So we have a das of toiv, a das that will strengthen the mid of das of toiv, and a das that will weaken a schira that will weaken the das of ra that shall turn it up. V'atot is by name. Omar Yisrael and Moshe who say that das ashido Hashem, kosev echlam ezeches yim haShabbos. You have das now. Hine is by name is there. Shanachnu makifin bedatenu kedushas hadas. The kedusha, yisvasev lano muskolos v'deis kedusha diasar shlachos mitzvaisa. Hine nira lefiza nira lefia seichel kibushin stavino limchus amolik das yisra achrim itas shmaim b'maisa. Hine al kolponim kolzman she evsha kaim b'maisa al kolponim meharoy lekayim mechias hadas harab machshava. V'hainu shalahalos al hadas v'aschir eshem amolik u'maisav. The stira that they presented was, are we supposed to sit and be misbeinim about toiv or ra? There's a certain sense that if a person will be misbeinim and ra, it is something that will increase in us the tzika to ra. L'moshel, there's halacha that a person is not supposed to actively pursue understanding of a zara. Like the Rambam says, the surah levavcha means you can't engage befall into being misamik into a zara. It's not right. So a person is because when you're oisim machshava, so by being zchiras amolik and thinking about the rasha boy, aren't we in a certain sense identifying with it? In other words, how can you say that zchira is good for kedusha and zchira is good for ra? It means just like we have halacha to vagiz v'yom v'layla, and the opposite of that is lo yisur surach levavchem. Don't sit and study texts that are avodah zarah because that only bring ra. That makes sense. But how can you tell me that it's a mitzvah of schira the toiv and it's a mitzvah to learn Torah and lahavdol for alpha of dollars to read Mein Kampf? How does that? It doesn't make any sense. And with dafkit, it's not only a mitzvah of mechia. It's a mitzvah of schira and it's bedafke bedaf. So he says, so havin adava. So now he says, I'll explain to you this point. This was what Klai Yisrael didn't understand. Klai Yisrael said, if schira brings the good, how can it evolve? Omle Moshe, hadas hu kamoi kois hanitin lahagul b'soich adava nosa b'ma'at mat. Keinu hadas memutzel ashpia seichel el amidus. Al kein kibin shum ashpia el amidus, yesh b'chines yeminu smoil. Al kein tavayu kshoit. Let's explain this. You're right. If a person, Lamashal, if a person would learn, if a person is oisik in the yonim avodah zarah, that's not good. Because that's mashpia deus koizvus in a person. The meat of das is different. The meat of das is the discipline that funnels one into the other. The meat of das is like Musa, where I teach myself, if this and this is right, why am I not doing it? If this and this is emes, why am I taking it? In that midah, it means you put a certain, you're able to funnel it to get a handle on it. The kais, the mashal of kais that he says here is, if I can use a mashal, the chelik of chachma of hashpah of the Chacham Bina is like a flow of a stream. It's unending. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpiah Torah, and that's B'li Gvul. There are ideas, like the Rambam says, Shema, a person is going to say, how do you worship? What do you do? Maybe it is Lamala, is not Lamala. That thing a person gets lost in and doesn't get a handle on it. Das is the other way around. Das is L'mosha Roya Sotu B'Kukula Yatsan Yayin. Das says, if this is how people act, should I not pull myself away? Das is always the tfisa of how do I react in a certain case. And Adarabah, if I see a molek and say, look what happens when a person's sheirish is ra, then both of them are koisis. So in other words, we can, das is a certain funnel. It takes a stream that's b'li gvul. I put a piper on it and a faucet, and I direct how much the flow should go, what sort of the flow should be, and so on. In other words, konditen and chaimetz is wine has in itself the ability to become extremely sweet, and the ability it has in itself a sourness. These are two cases of the same inyan. And again, aler knech. Yayin is something that's seen in the Rosh Hashanah of Chazal, Maral speaks about a lot, as having a sort of an unending pnim in it. Wine itself is something that comes out from bifnim. It's part of the world of Hester, Nichasayin Yatzasayid, and so on. Bemela, the wine that what comes out is something which is something which has potential, and the potential can be either the sourness can come out from it. It can be used to make things sour. It can be used to be mantic things. The Kitzanu B'Ksiva, he says, I've shortened that a lot more to write in this. Kiyila Kumas Kumas Avaya. This it's unending. Vashem Atay V'Chape Badenu. V'Yirotzen Shleim Apinu Davar Shleiket Soynay V'Kuim Bonu Molar Tzdeas Hashem Eri Yomeinu. So, one or two more points. First of all, the Das itself, it's an incredible understanding that Purim is something where Adaloyoda, it's something where it touches on Das, something that we could speak, should speak at some point. Why is it after Adaloyoda? The Barak upon him, it Amalek affects the most central and vital point of Klal Yisrael's mohus of the koima. It's not the sheirish, it's not the anaf, it's the chibur between sheirish and anaf. The limra musa, which is kind of not, it's on the neglected side, is something that was there to push that point. In other words, the person needs to consciously focus on that what I know to be right is what I should be and what I should do, and that's Zekel Adam. What I know to be wrong is what I shouldn't do. The person has a reinforcement inside Kedusha and Shabbos, and that's a Loidiyam. The idea of doing things B'das, B'tvun, a person understands what he's doing, is conscious of what he's doing. What conscious, maybe is a better word for it. A person is conscious of what he's doing now. That's a chiba between his understanding as Maisa, and that's the mohus of this struggle with Amalek. The real Ra in Klal Yisrael has never been in the world of Taiva. It's not that sort of that's bad, but that's not. It's either way. The person never has Shaykh to Kedusha, the person Kedusha will overcome it. It's in that combination of the two. It's where there's some sort of crossing over of Kedusha Chasam and not the era of Avshaboy. That's what brings it in. It's a little bit of a deeper piece. It touches on really in Yanim Anur Olam. It's a very fundamental piece. I mean, this is really the included that's spoken about a lot. And I felt, I guess it was Imlei Achshavei Masef, not on a Purim, not on a Purim. When then could you learn these in Yanim? But it's something that is. It also gives us a sense how much oimik there is in Torah, how much shayrish there is in Torah. It's incredible. And he says he's just scratching the surface. He has a lot more, and the other pro can deal with other things over here. Okay, we should be zeichet to the horror of Das, our Das of out of Golus, and we should be get rid of Deus that are wrong. Okay, Shabbos.
Can you explain more why Shabbos involves Das Kedusha more than
Nisan? It says because Shabbos has its Sheirish in the part of the Bria. The 6 days, the 7 days come past the seven